This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But every now and then I tell you guys about my commute, right? You know, coming into work. And I almost get killed probably once or twice a week, unfortunately, and very sadly, and thank God I don't, because the roads are kind of screwed up. Now, I live in southern Nevada, and for some reason, we're just always doing construction on the roads, just always doing constructions. And apparently, we just don't really get what a lane is or a lane line is. So I'm driving down the highway, and I'm trying not to speed, so I'm going about 70 miles per hour, or if it's 55, 60, I was probably going 55 miles an hour. My car is about 4,000 pounds, right? With me in it, 4,120. And I'm driving, right? You know, and I'm, you know, dancing my music and stuff. Right? Got my music going on. Christmas music is playing on one of the stations, so I'm like, oh yeah, you know, the Christmas. Oh, all right. Anyway, so I'm dancing, driving, whatever. All of a sudden, I start to, like, look at the people next to me. Now, I don't think my windows are as tinted as they need to be. I think there was, like, a law where we couldn't have completely blacked out tints, right? So I look over, and there's this guy next to me driving, and he, like, totally looks like somebody who would have been in, you know, the casino movie or, you know, somebody in the mob, right? You know, and then I look over, and I see a girl, and she kind of looks at me like she's all, you know, gangsta woman, right? And I'm like, you know, well, God, you know, what's wrong here, right? You know, and I was like, you know, her hair, you know, was blonder than mine. Maybe she liked my color blonde. I don't know. I mean, I'll show you the box. And I just was getting this, I don't know. I was kind of getting this vibe that I was, you know, driving around people that, you know, could be murderers. They could be, yeah, there's teachers and there's doctors and nurses and lawyers and all that. But just, you know, I'm looking around and I'm like, I could be driving next to a pedophile, or I could be driving next to a rapist, I could be driving next to a murderer, you know, and people look kind of mean when they're driving. Now, as I'm driving, and we got the screwed up lanes, you know, and all of a sudden you have to, like, you know, flip lanes, or otherwise you're in somebody else's lane if you don't follow the paint, it's a section that's really screwed up, I start to see some orange cones. And I don't know if that means the lane is going, you know, all of a sudden you start seeing some orange cones and you think the lane means you have to merge. Well, I look ahead and I still see a car driving in the same lane I plan to drive. So I just stick with my lane. But I see other cars that, I don't know, gangsta woman, mob guy, see the orange cone and move over. I mean, like that. You know, no, forget about it. No, you know, yeah, I'm going to put a bullet in your head. No, they saw the cone and they merged. They moved. And I mean, I do the same thing. I mean, like I said, I am plowing down that highway, 4,000 plus pound car. I don't know what would stop me. And I see an orange cone that couldn't be more than like 2 feet high. I think it weighs approximately 7 pounds. And I will take my vehicle, I will stop what I'm doing, I'll stop my path, and I will listen to that. It's not a cop, it's not a first responder, it's not my mommy, it's a cone. So I'm thinking, I'm writing a piece on this, I think we underestimate and underutilize the traffic cone. Now, Where did traffic cones come from? Well, apparently in the older days, whenever there'd be wet paint, people in, you know, traffic, the traffic architectures or whatever, they would, like, build wood sort of barriers, and they would have this wood barrier, and they would put it around the areas where, you know, or if there was, like, a manhole or whatever, you know, in the ground, they would, I think we call them person holes now, they would have these wooden barriers, but they were bulky, people wouldn't see them, they just run into them. So in the 1940s, Charles Scanlon came up with this orange sort of cone that you could stack on each other so you could carry them, you know, easily rather than those wood sort of easels or whatever. And if you knock it over, it ends up going back to base. It was pretty much brilliantly designed, and this was in 1940. By 1947, they were mass-produced. Now we have millions of orange cones all over the place, and people will see an orange cone, it doesn't matter what country, and they know to stop. They know they can't go there. They know they have to detour. They have to merge. They have to move. And we are talking about some of the meanest and most grisliest of murders and rapists and pedophiles and people who decapitated whatever. They see that orange cone in a parking space. They'll pick another parking space. I've never seen such control. Our police officers sometimes don't have that power to control crowds. I've seen crowds turn another way because there were those orange cones. In fact, people steal orange cones. People are just obsessed with the orange cone. I think in the UK, they have a bring back your orange cone day. They won't even prosecute you. Well, because criminals, you know, I mean, criminals probably like the orange cone. Like, oh, orange cone. If you steal an orange cone, they offer a day to bring it back, right? Because they love their orange cones. Everybody loves their orange cones. Now, let's think about that. You know, with my kids, our bathroom is kind of open, you know? I'm like, the cats and the dogs, I'd like some privacy. Maybe what I do is I just kind of put the orange cones up there. You know, maybe if I don't want my kid leaving his room and I want him to finish his homework, I stick an orange cone. So I'm not being facetious. I believe that we have something that we could really, really use psychologically to deter people from doing something. So, like, for example, let's say somebody wants to, I have a blog, and I could see the search terms of what people, you know, how they got to my blog. And, you know, people want to know how to give a kiss, you know, people want to know about what's going on with Ben Roethlisberger and things like that. But I keep seeing search terms on kids having sex. I don't know why, right? That comes up. And so maybe we put on these sites orange cones and just orange cone them and then just blast the site, explode it, right? So their computer explodes and they stop watching child porn. I don't know. So guess 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, we get to talk about some turkey issues this Thanksgiving. Apparently, takes about, what, 18 weeks? Is it really 18 weeks to grow a turkey? I'm not sure how long it takes to grow a turkey. I got to kind of look this up. Think I heard 18, I don't know, it takes a while to grow a turkey. I thought turkeys kind of grow faster. Yeah, 18 weeks. All right, for a turkey to become full grown. And because this Thanksgiving, we're not supposed to have big Thanksgiving meals, you're going to have less people need a big turkey. I'm kind of looking at that ourselves. We're probably not going to have more than 10 people over. And so do we really, really need a turkey? Plus, a lot of people don't eat turkey. I like dark meat. Dark meat. Love dark meat. But white meat, it's too dry. So, you know, all I want is like, you know, a turkey leg or some of the thigh meat. I really like thigh meat. And then, you know, we're going to have some beef. And there's always a vegan that comes over. So you have to have something with mushroom or whatever. So apparently with the turkey issue is most of the turkeys that have been grown were planned for a regular Thanksgiving. Everybody said there'd be a vaccine and, you know, and Thanksgiving would become, you know, a normal big feast. So now growers are trying to find smaller turkeys because people may not buy the big turkeys. And if we have a glut of big turkeys, they're going to have to, you know, knock the price down and sell big turkeys, and people might not want to cook a big turkey. Cook a big turkey, it takes hours per pound. And we've talked about cooking turkey. We'll do that a little bit more closer to Thanksgiving. So basically, you know, for those of you kind of thinking about what kind of size turkey you're going to need, you might want to get your turkey sooner than later, because I think there's going to be a shortage of the smaller type turkeys and, you know, issues with bigger turkeys. By the way, I like to cook duck on Thanksgiving. I'm really better at cooking duck than turkey, but I could do a mean turkey. And I like having, I'm not into sweet potatoes. I really am not into green bean casserole. But I like bread and butter. I like rolls and butter. So give me my rolls and butter. Give me some beef. You know, like maybe some prime rib. Give me some dark meat turkey. And I hate pumpkin pie. I hate pumpkin pie. Give me some chocolate cake and I'm good. And that's my turkey dinner. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer. Okay, so now, President Trump. President Trump is looking awfully confident. And he has, again, tweeted again that he's going to win. And, you know, many people have been kind of hesitant to celebrate the Biden win, and some are like, we're going all at it, you know, and people are thanking Biden, you know, congratulating Biden and all that. Some world leaders have jumped on the bandwagon saying congratulations, others not, which, by the way, that's a whole political thing, too. You have a lot of people going, wait a second, I don't want to look like I'm choosing a side. If I don't congratulate Biden on the electoral votes that the media have reported, I could look like I'm anti-Biden and pro-Trump, and if Biden's going to be the next president, I could be screwed. If I do congratulate Biden, that means I've already thrown in the towel and I've been abandoning President Trump. So you'll see some people kind of not have the cojones yet to do anything because they want to see what's happening. Now, President Trump, okay, I mean, it's got to not be easy. You know, to know you're in the lead, to see you're in the lead on election night, even having New York Times say you are leading in all of these states, and then seeing it disappear, you know, based on mail and ballot voting counting as the days progressed. It was very, very predictable that, you know, things probably wouldn't go his way. And, you know, polls were saying it was going to be a landslide. And, the GOP was saying, you know, look, you know, as they're counting in ballots, who's going to watch them? And we were told everybody, there's going to be transparency. There's going to be full transparency. So obviously, we're in the mess that we're in right now. Now, President Trump, though, feels very, very confident that he is going to win and be reelected. In fact, by the way, we heard that Joe Biden says he's planning on running a second term after his first. So, you know, I know everybody has bets that Kamala Harris is going to take over year one. That's what I thought. My money's on that one. But he says he's planning on running two terms. All right. But you see what they're doing. It's all about confidence. President Trump needs to make sure that his followers are still on board. And why would he be so confident? Is this a, you know, I'm just being confident and I'm lying through my teeth? Or, you know, does he have evidence that is enough to turn this? Now, I think there's been enough news stories and there's been enough outside media outlets that have reported, yeah, you know, ballots were found here. Somebody was going to Canada with ballots. Those are all elements of fraud. Are they big enough to change an election outcome? That's going to be, you know, left up to the courts. You know, some believe one sign of fraud, the whole thing gets redone. Others are like, nah, we've been counting dead people ballots for a while. You know, multiple elections. Why is this election different? You know, personally, I don't like that. I really can't stand the fact that we have ballots of dead people being casted, you know, for people. I think that's wrong and that needs to be fixed. So we have, from what we understand, the evidence that everyone's waiting for President Trump is supposedly there, but it's not going to be revealed because one is, what if they don't have it? They have that. If President Trump doesn't have, let's say, evidence, you know, I mean, we're not going to see it. But if they do, the average lawyer is like, you don't sit here and show your cards, all right? You know, you have evidence. You have this happened in this state and this happened in Nevada. And, you know, these people left the town and they voted and their votes weren't supposed to count. You know, and again, fraud signifies intent. So the courts are going to also have to decide if people casted their ballot and they were like, well, I thought, you know, I was still getting my mail, so I thought I could. Is that considered fraud if there was intent, or considered, oh, you know, it was an accident, bad boy, smack him on, or bad girl, smack him on the wrist. So the confidence that Trump is exuding could be mixed because, like I said, one is he has to show, you know, his base that this is where he's moving forward. He's, you know, nobody go anywhere. You know, he's got evidence, so to speak. They're moving forward. So he's going to exude that confidence. He's going to still keep people engaged. You know, a lot of people have been saying, oh, I'm not watching the news anymore. I'm not going on social media. I'm not, you know, I'm hearing Democrats do that too, because they're sick of seeing what's going on TV, and they're just, you know, kind of done with the whole election. But as soon as you have your base disenfranchised and not watching and not, you know, not staying engaged, you could lose them. Now, we throw what yesterday and today happened with the stock market, and that starts to make things a little interesting. You know, we're going to be talking about the Pfizer vaccine a little bit more in detail. Fascinating news, fantastic news, but very premature. Very premature. Their study isn't done. And it was only based on 94 individuals, and all these questions that I was asked, does it allow long-term immunity? Will it work on somebody that had COVID? Is it going to be yearly? You know, will they eventually move it to just a one shot? We don't have those answers yet. So the announcement came, and people were pretty grumpy about this. The announcement came after the election. I don't think it would have had anything to do with the election, to be honest, because those who loved Trump voted for Trump. Those who didn't like Trump voted for Biden. I don't think the vaccine news coming out last week would have made that big of a difference. But I did find it very fascinating that Pfizer made the announcement when it was said later on that, you know, we still need 164 participants to have come down with COVID to kind of complete the study. So the study's not complete. So I've had to explain, you know, the good news with the vaccine, and everybody's getting all happy, but it doesn't necessarily warrant the huge surge that we saw with the stock market. So like yesterday, they were saying the at-home stocks went down, the Zoom stocks went down, the Amazon stocks went down, because now we have a vaccine. People are still going to Zoom. People don't want to go back to work. Many people want to work from home. Zoom's not going away. Same thing with Amazon. People don't want to go to a store in the middle of flu season or pneumonia season or COVID season, so they're going to order from Amazon. So I was a little nervous about the hype. But again, you know, what I see part of the world is doing is they're like, look, we're moving forward. Look how happy the stock market is with the election results. You know, we're all congratulating Biden. Biden's already planning his task force. So you see what's happening. On one end, they're like, we're moving forward and we're barreling through. We got a vaccine, you know. The other side's going, guys, this is all premature. So does Trump's confidence mean he's got quote-unquote evidence? I don't know. I think the confidence is, like I said, it's his first, shall we say, goal is to make sure he keeps his base engaged. However, we still have lots of questions on, you know, why we had dead people voting, why people who left Vegas, their votes were allowed. We have those, and people don't want to call that evidence. They want to call them irregularities. So are there enough irregularities for President Trump to win? He says there are. Time will tell. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his eighth term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election, and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate, too, if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who push this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now.
The Russia investigation is back in the spotlight on Capitol Hill. Senators hearing from former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. You're listening to USA Radio News. With the votes continuing to be counted in the presidential election, it remains unclear if the immigration policy will be changing next year. One thing that is clear, though, according to former acting director of ICE Tom Homan, President Trump's border wall is a success.
Brian, the data is clear. Every place they put a border barrier and a border wall, it has resulted in decreased illegal immigration and decreased drug flow. This is a wall that the Border Patrol asked for. The experts on the border asked for this, and the president has given it to them, giving them the wall exactly where they want it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, McDonald's CEO says it's very clear that the United States will need a new coronavirus stimulus measure. Congress and the White House have yet to reach a deal on the next round of coronavirus relief, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying after the election day, although the votes are still being counted, that he'd favor a bill by the end of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just so pretty. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, wow, there were all these headlines on the Pfizer vaccine, and everybody was getting all excited and saying no more Zoom and no more working from home, and the stocks can all drop, and Amazon is now going to go under because people are going to go shopping again. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's okay. I mean, you know, if you guys want to get all excited about that, that's fine. You know, it's good news with what we found out with the Pfizer vaccine. 90% effective, no safety concerns. They're going to ask for FDA approval, emergency approval to hopefully have the vaccine by end of December. Fantastic news, but like I said, not the news I wanted. I wanted to know that the study was done, the FDA approved it, that it was going to have long-term immunity. We would only need one shot. We wouldn't have to have it, you know. But you know what? We'll take what we can get. So, again, good for Pfizer. I've had Pfizer stock since the 90s. I'm a fan of the company. They have great drugs, the Zithromax, the Z-Pak, the Viagra, the Lipitor, the Zyrtec, the Zoloft. They got good medicines. Pfizer's got, you know, so they're a good company. But this news, I don't think, wasn't worth the hype. Now, what was worth the hype, and it's huge news and huge game changer, is Eli Lilly's monoclonal antibody. See, nobody cares. Nobody cares. This is the game changer. This is flipping huge. Eli Lilly was working on, or has been working on, something similar, not identical, to the Regeneron that Trump got when he was at Walter Reed. Well, Trump got a polyclonal antibody infusion to help bind the virus and neutralize the virus before it can infect the cells and cause illness. Eli Lilly has been making a monoclonal antibody that acts similarly. And the FDA already approved it. The FDA approved this one. So while Pfizer has to still finish the study and we still need to get, you know, we still need to get, you know, approval, this drug can already start being given to hospitalized patients. They have to be over 12. I think they have to be under 65. No. You could also give it to over 65. Good. Anybody over age 12 can get this drug, like I said, including those over 65. And it's an infusion that will hopefully, it's only for severe, obviously, severe cases, because they're going to start with severe and then, you know, later see if they could do it more moderately. But we'll talk about that in a second because I got something to talk about with that, as hydroxychloroquine has been coming back. We'll talk about that in a second. So this is an infusion that as soon as somebody, we've picked up or we have recognized that the COVID is going to start being more severe, we do this infusion and we can hopefully limit the morbidity and the mortality of COVID-19. Already FDA approved. I'm not sure where the stocks are at. Let me see. Yeah, I got some Eli Lilly. I got some Eli. Hold a second. Okay. Eli Lilly. No. Do I not have Eli Lilly? Yeah, I believe. I have it. It went up 4% today. I don't have a lot of it. Don't worry, Dory. I know. I'm not a big risk taker. I just buy, like, you know, a few shares. I'm not a big risk taker. But anyway, it went up, I think, about 4% yesterday, 4% again today. That's huge news. This is a game changer. So do we need a game changer? We do need a game changer. Are either of these game changers enough? We got a vaccine that might be coming out. We got this medication similar to Regeneron that did wonders for President Trump. Now could possibly, you know, save lives and we have access to it. Now remember, President Trump had said that he would want these medicines free for everybody. If Biden does take over the office, we hope that he would also extend that, because you know these medicines are expensive. An antibody infusion is expensive. So this means that if we could prevent you from even needing to get on the ventilator, you know, once you start to succumb to this virus, or once the virus is starting to, if we think you're high risk and we could hit you early with this, we could be saving billions and billions of dollars on COVID treatment for those COVID cases that are severe. And guys, I don't want you arguing with me on whether COVID is severe or not. I get that the average person has mild symptoms. I get that. Or no symptoms. I get that. But I'm talking about, we got severe patients, just like cancer. I'm still going to advocate for cancer treatments. I'm still going to advocate for you know, cardiac interventions, and, you know, I mean, I have to worry about the 1 or the 2%, you know, that die. I'm still going to advocate for pancreatic cancer treatments. I hate that Alex Trebek had to die of pancreatic cancer. You know, so don't be giving me this, well, you know, we spend a lot of money, and, you know, it's a small part of the population. I am going to be a fan of us stopping any death from this virus. So this Eli Lilly thing is pretty damn cool. So this is a game changer. Unfortunately, the Pfizer news beat out the Eli Lilly news. Pfizer got all the hype and got a lot of the headlines, but Eli Lilly deserves a crap load of headlines. So now, hydroxychloroquine. So I was on the Simon Conway show yesterday. And he said that his doctor had put him on hydroxychloroquine for his COVID. He had come down with COVID. He was at home. He didn't have to go to the hospital. He was given hydroxychloroquine. Didn't even ask for it. He didn't ask for it. The doctor's like, we're putting you on it. Why is hydroxychloroquine coming back? Well, so what has been happening is we've been having amazing inpatient treatments. Remdesivir. It's IV. It's an infusion that we give. Yeah, I voted. It's an infusion that we give in the hospital. This Eli Lilly will be an infusion. The Regeneron, an infusion. Now, I believe Trump got his infusion in the White House, but the average person, yeah, it's kind of hard to get infusions at home. There are home health nurses that will do IV infusions or, you know, there's a whole variety of different infusions we can do at home, but it's not very commonplace. So what we haven't graduated and what we haven't perfected is the treatment we give somebody when they don't have to be in the hospital. I mean, the big question everybody has had for me when I'm doing telemedicine or whatever is, okay, I have COVID, what can I do so I don't end up in the hospital? So even though we don't really have the regimen of vitamin D and zinc and C and all that being touted and being encouraged by, you know, the medical experts that be, we're telling everybody eat a balanced diet, get some rest, get some fluids, make sure your vitamin D isn't low, make sure you're not low in vitamin C, etc. So people want an at-home regimen. So the at-home regimen, the oral medication regimen, besides your vitamins and maybe some Zithromax and Famotidine, is not much when it comes to moderate coronavirus. And since we aren't doing remdesivir at the home, and we don't have this Eli Lilly drug, oh, by the way, it's called bamlanivimab. Whenever you see something end in ab, it's an antibody. So bamlanivimab is the name of the drug, okay? Yeah, they got to come up with something, you know, easier than that, because that's kind of hard to say. Remdesivir, that's easy. That rolls off the tongue. This one is a tough one. So we're going to start seeing more oral regimens. Then you're going to start seeing people go, here, all we know is, you know, we've had some data with hydroxychloroquine, so you could take that. And so I believe he's 60, and his doctor gave him hydroxychloroquine, and he's been getting better. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to get hydroxychloroquine, but you're going to start seeing and hearing that patients are like, yeah, my doctor gave me this, and you're like, well, why? Well, because in medicine, we're trying not to be political. Okay, we don't care if President Trump, you know, supported it or didn't support it or whatever. We want you to get better. We want to keep you out of the hospital. If we think something's going to work, we're going to give it to you. So don't be surprised if you start seeing hydroxychloroquine come back. So, you know, like I said, Pfizer is good news. This is good news with Eli Lilly. Doesn't mean everybody's coming back to work. Probably not. I think the average person still wants to work from home. Doesn't mean the schools are going to be able to reopen again. I would love for kids to go back to school, but the problem is we aren't going to still have enough vaccine. We're not going to have enough people volunteer for the vaccine, so we're still going to have kids being Trojan horses with the virus. So, you know, as long as we can, you know, keep hospitalization rates down and we can control and protect those who are high risk, hopefully we'll get our kids back to school right away. All right, that's the scoop on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention. Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
calling in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Brazil has had to suspend their coronavirus vaccine trial after there was a, quote, serious adverse event that shouldn't have anything to do with the Pfizer vaccine. But the Brazilian health officials did have to suspend a phase 3 clinical trial involving a Chinese coronavirus vaccine. This vaccine is called CoronaVac, and apparently there was a death. But they said that the fatality occurred was unrelated to the vaccine. This is according to Reuters. So we don't know what the adverse event, which happened on October 29th, was. They said, according to Fox News, they aren't sure if it involved a trial participant in Brazil or in another country currently testing the vaccine and what the current status of the patient was. But Brazil's health authority, Anvisa, did not indicate when or if the trials would resume. So apparently Sinovac, who is the company for the CoronaVac, said after communicating with the Brazilian partner Butantan Institute, we learned the head of Butantan Institute believed that this serious adverse event was not related to the vaccine. Sinovac will continue to communicate with Brazil on this matter. The clinical study in Brazil is strictly carried out in accordance with GCP, good clinical practice requirements, and we are confident in the safety of the vaccine. So, interruptions in clinical trials happen. A lot of the research on the volunteers are still confidential, and we can't, shall we say, when we do studies, reveal the name of the volunteer. We can't reveal their personal medical information because, again, there's still privacy laws. But the agency can't say what type of adverse event, or if there was a disability or hospitalization or whatever. And whenever somebody, let's say, in a clinical trial, the stage 3 clinical trials usually include tens of thousands of people. That's where, rather than testing people in a laboratory or in a white room, you know, to see how they reacted to the vaccine, you know, we're seeing what happens in real time out in the real environment, because the average person is surrounded by flu and cold and things like that. And, you know, we want to see what, you know, because if you or I get the vaccine, we're going to work the next day. I mean, we're just, you know, we're still going to live. We're going to be in a car. We're going to drive around. So how do you replicate real life in a lab? Well, you don't. You do a phase 3 clinical trial, which gives it to tons of people. They still have to check in. You still follow them, but they still get to live their lives. Some of them get the vaccine, some of them get a placebo. And then those with the placebo, if they're like, oh man, I felt better, and those with the vaccine, yeah, I felt better, but it's at the same rate, then we know that the vaccine didn't do much. If no, you know, people with the placebo, you hardly saw anybody do better, and people with the vaccine, yeah, 90% of them did better, just like we saw with Pfizer. We're like, oh, okay, well, there's our 90%. So it's a little more complicated than that. But whenever somebody dies or somebody has a serious medical issue, the study does halt until they could verify that it's not them. So the burden of proof is on the pharmaceutical company. So this isn't anything that I think should worry anybody. So I wouldn't. Yeah, I think we're okay with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Amazon has been accused of a European Union antitrust violation over marketplace data. Now, the EU is accusing Amazon of misusing the data it collects from third-party sellers on its platform. The European Commission said Amazon is systematically using non-public marketplace seller data to unfairly compete with sellers in France and Germany. The accusations are the result of an investigation that was announced last year to look at how Amazon uses sales data to compete with the platform's independent merchants. So according to the commission, they say their preliminary view outlined in a statement of objections is that the use of non-public marketplace seller data allows Amazon to avoid the normal risks of retail competition and to leverage its dominance in the market for the provision of marketplace services in France and Germany. And those are some of the biggest markets for Amazon in the EU. So they they believe that very large quantities of non-public seller data are used to help Amazon's retail business to the detriment of other marketplace sellers. So Amazon has disagreed with the commission's allegations, saying that it will continue to make every effort to ensure it has an accurate understanding of the facts. Their stock, by the way, is, I think, still over 3,000. Their stock is, I think they're at 3,060. Their stock had dropped about 4% and then yesterday and then 2.74% today. Everybody says it's still a strong buy. We're coming into Christmas season. We're coming into flu season. So people are, you know, going to order from home. And, you know, why Amazon? Why aren't more people buying from Walmart or from Target or from, well, what Amazon did, which was kind of smart, is they came up with this Prime sort of membership where you get free shipping if you're a Prime member. Plus, you get to watch some of the television shows or some of the streaming shows. And so once somebody pays, they feel forced to, all right, well, I'm going to use them. You know, it's interesting. Once my husband bought Amazon Prime, most of my sales to Walmart dropped. And, I mean, you guys know I was in Walmart all the time. Every time I went to another city, I had to go to their Walmart. I had to go to Bozeman Walmart. I had to go to the Miami Walmart. I went to every Walmart. We've always had to go to Walmart for something. And I was a huge Walmart shopper. And, you know, since this, for 9 months, he has an Amazon Prime account. I'm like, free shipping? You know, and I could buy my granola cereal. I could buy, I don't know, you know, toilet paper. I could buy, you know, so it was a slam dunk for us. And I still continue. And what's also really convenient about Amazon, and not doing this as a commercial, but you need to realize, you know, why they are so, you know, so positioned to continue to be such a monopoly when it comes to this, is, you know, like I need to sew something. And all my sewing needles are really kind of like the eyes are just too small, even with me with glasses. And I try to get my boys to help thread my needles. Can't do it. So I need to buy needles with bigger eyes. Well, I don't want to walk into Walmart because if I do that, I'm going to end up spending so much more money. Right? You know, you walk in for toothpaste and you leave spending $200. So I got to go onto Amazon, buy the needles I need to, click, and be done. So I've been saving money. Now, maybe the Amazon prices are actually more expensive. I've seen that. I've seen where Amazon, things are a little higher priced. And when I've had to buy some things, I've gone to other websites. And that's really all anybody could compete. You know, free shipping and a cheaper price than Amazon. But the convenience of Amazon and being able to get something in 2 days without having to do a minimum order, they've made it easy. If there ends up being another marketplace that could compete, great. One thing that I really am kind of wondering about is all the boxes. We sure are going through tons of boxes, and that's a lot of trees. And I wonder when that's going to start to change, because there's a lot of, I think, environmental, drawbacks, you know, to everything we're doing with COVID. We talked about this, you know, idling in the car waiting for pickup or waiting for you to go to the doctor's office, all the, you know, disposable, the masks, you know, using all this plastic now and plexiglass to, you know, help have sneeze guards. We're not really doing a lot for the environment as we're doing all this. And we're going through paper and paper and paper and paper when we have all these Amazon boxes. I get an Amazon box every other day because I go, ooh, you know what? I forgot to buy this, or ooh, I forgot to buy that. Yeah, my kid needed underwear. Fine, Amazon. So, you know, Amazon it's not going away. And so any stock drop, with the exception of them dealing with any lawsuits or, you know, sanctions or whatever, I think their stock is going to go up. But it does kind of bother me that they got so big that they were able to oust a lot of the other competition during COVID. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.